This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 29th. Colleges around the US are facing major pressure as pro-Palestinian protests continue and more students were arrested over the weekend. Protesters insist they're staying peaceful, but administrators have still called in police for backup, including at Washington, Northeastern, and Arizona State Universities, where dozens of people were detained. In Los Angeles, opposing protest groups physically clashed on UCLA's campus yesterday after they crossed a barrier meant to keep them apart. Most of the pro-Palestinian demonstrations are demanding that colleges divest their funding from Israel-linked companies. Last week, Israel's prime minister called the protests anti-Semitic, but Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says that's not the whole picture.
Right now, we are looking at the possibility of mass starvation and famine in Gaza. When you make those charges, that is not anti-Semitic. That is a reality.
Dozens of Palestinian students displayed solidarity at a demonstration in southern Gaza yesterday to express their gratitude for the support seen on U.S. college campuses in recent weeks.
Adding to the suffering that we witness every single day, we have to also work on finding a way or anything to continue our future, to not lose what we learned.
Some people in the State Department are concerned that Israel is breaking international humanitarian law while using U.S.-provided weapons, but others don't agree. That's what a department official told CNN, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken has until next week to confirm to Congress if Israel is following the law. Some people doubt the credibility of Israel's assurances on the question, but the department is split. This comes as President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discussed the release of hostages yesterday, while Blinken continues his visit to the region. A CNN SSRS poll shows former President Donald Trump's support among registered voters is holding steady, despite his ongoing criminal trial and other legal problems. Trump's support is at 49%, while Biden's stands at 43%, a two-point drop from January. The poll of registered voters has a margin of error of 3.8%. Meanwhile, Trump is also gaining support from his former attorney general. Bill Barr tells CNN he'll be voting for Trump, even though he previously said the former president should not be near the Oval Office.
I was very loud and saying I thought it was the whole episode was shameful, and I'm very troubled by it. And that's why it's not an easy decision. But I think when you have a Hobson's choice, you have to pick the lesser of two evils. I'm supporting the Republican ticket.
At least four people, including a baby, have been killed in Oklahoma after a tornado hit this weekend.
I just haven't seen this much destruction from my time as governor. It seems like every business in downtown has been destroyed now.
That was Oklahoma's governor speaking from the city of Sulphur, where he's given an emergency disaster declaration. That comes after reports of injuries, property damage and flooding, as well as downed power lines and trees across several counties. The National Weather Service says multiple large and extremely dangerous tornadoes were reported on the ground across the state overnight Saturday at the same time. Cases of measles nearly doubled in the space of a year. More on that next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The number of measles cases around the world nearly doubled from 2022 to 2023. That's according to new research from the World Health Organization that highlights the challenge many countries are facing to keep the illness from coming back. Like the US, where measles was eliminated more than two decades ago. But the CDC says there's been 128 cases reported in the country so far this year, as vaccination rates have dropped. Measles is a highly contagious airborne disease that can cause serious health consequences or death, especially for young and unvaccinated children. That's all for now. I'll be back with more stories at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.